If you don't follow me on Twitter already, you can do so at Sean Dilley, S-E-A-N-D-I-L-L-E-Y, or follow my blog at Lobby Sean, L-O-B-B-Y, Sean, S-E-A-N.com. Now, it's a very quick way, so therefore a very quick boo, how you can raise money for whichever charity is close to your heart. In my case, I'm a volunteer fundraiser. I chair the Stevenage and District fundraising branch of Guide Dog. So obviously these are the guys who I'd be pushing here in the United Kingdom. But I would say go into your local Waitrose or Asda store and ask for a form to nominate your chosen charity in the community for a little box that goes up in the shop where shoppers, they get a plastic token when they spend above a certain amount of money that they can choose which one of three charities to put the money in. What then happens is whatever amount of money for Waitrose, I think it's £1,000 or thereabouts, and that varies for Asda. They split up the proceeds by way of corporate social responsibility, and they decide which charity obviously gets how much money based on how many tokens are in each box. Similarly, brought to my attention by Guide Dog Centrally, by their staff, is a scheme called Community Plus that Santander, the bank, are running at the moment. I believe they have £1.23 million to give to charities, and they're asking people to go in and fill those forms out. You can go and ask for them within your local Santander branch. Now, obviously, in my case, here in the United Kingdom, I would obviously argue that Guide Dogs is a charity that supports many hundreds of thousands of people, if not directly the 5,000 Guide Dog owners, more people through other services. But whether it's the Macmillan Cancer Trust, which is a fantastic charity, Terence Higgins Trust, RNLI, there are so many charities out there. It takes you no more than a couple of seconds to fill in a form. So please take the time, go in and do that. Charities are particularly hit by this age of austerity at the moment, and that's no politician's fault, actually, in fairness. That's just where we are economically. So that's a way, without actually costing you a penny, how you can help a charity out. Please take the time to do that, and do follow me on Twitter at Sean Dilley, or follow the blogs at Lobby Sean. It's not at Lobby Sean at all, of course. It's at www.lobbysean.com. Thanks for listening.